it's amazing to be able to impact other people's lives that haven't been through what I've been through, you know? So for them to hear my story and then come up to me afterwards and be like, you're amazing, like this is how I feel about like this now. It's cool to see how I can impact other people's feelings about Make-A-Wish as well. So I would definitely say that that's how that's impacted my life currently, you know?
Welcome to the World of Wishes podcast. I'm Make-A-Wish Southern Florida's Chief Operating Officer, Richard Kelly. If this is your first time listening to this podcast, welcome. We hope listening will inspire you to continue support of Make-A-Wish and the children we serve. Today's conversation is with Wish alumnus Grace Lightbody. Grace's wish to go to Hawaii was granted more than 10 years ago, and she credits her wish with saving her life. Grace has been a fixture at Make-A-Wish events since her wish, and now she's in her own era of giving back, which really inspired me, and I hope it'll do the same for you. Enjoy the episode. Grace, welcome to World of Wishes.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you here. So let's go back to when you were a younger person, when you were a child, and what kind of kid were you?
I was for sure energetic. I was a cheerleader growing up. I loved running around the yard, you know, being active, loved hanging out with friends, and definitely cheerleading was my thing to do back then. So I loved tumbling and stunting and doing all of the things. Cheerleading world, I was definitely, that was what we did. It was between like me doing cheerleading, my brother doing baseball. So we were a very active family at a young age. So that was a young age, was just back and forth, sports, school, sports, athletics, whatever it may be.
And at what point did you know that something wasn't right with you physically?
So I was diagnosed at age 9, and I began getting these really bad headaches. And, you know, at an age where age 9, you kind of, oh, well, are you just wanting to be with like mom and dad all the time, or is she really having bad headaches? And so I was having really bad headaches, and I was, I just got really sick, really, really like awkwardly fast. And it was like, I'd get sick and then I'd feel fine. And it was just not, it was off, you know? So, I remember going to my pediatrician and they were like, we don't have an MRI. We just like, there's no, and for months, you know? And we were like, no, we got to do it now. And so, as soon we did the first MRI and they were like, you have to go straight to the hospital. And so we went straight to the hospital, and couple days later I had my first surgery. And my first surgery, they went in, came out, and said, it's a miracle it's not there. And you know, hearing that, we're like, oh my gosh, God is so good. Mm-hmm. I mean, we can get to that later, but mm-hmm. That's a whole other aspect of my journey. But they ended up going the wrong direction. So they were supposed to go through my nasal to find the tumor behind my eyes, and they went straight across and totally missed the tumor. So after they had closed me back up, they did another MRI and they were like, oh, it's still there. So then I had my second surgery, and this was number 2 of 4, and they just drained it. So then we kind of went on with life, and we found out about UF Proton in Jacksonville. And in Jacksonville, I started 6 weeks of radiation. Proton radiation, and we found a surgeon down there, and he was like, I'm looking at her case, I partner with the Proton Center, and I want to speak with you guys. And he was phenomenal. I remember the doctor in Jacksonville very well. And he put in a shunt, so that ran from my brain to my stomach, and it drained the tumor 24/7. And then he monitored that for a couple weeks and was like, there's not that much fluid in it, I want to take that out and put in a Ohmyo reservoir. So fourth surgery, he went in and put in an Ohmyo reservoir. And if they ever have to drain it, they can drain it through there. And so I've never had to have that done, being 10 years cleared now. And so God is good. And I've just been super blessed with this. But that was 4 surgeries, you know, like.
Yeah, four surgeries and then some radiation. And, mm-hmm. and so... we can fast forward and then go back, but so how are you doing physically now? How are you doing medically? And is that all in the rearview mirror?
Yeah, so physically now I am healthier than ever, and I could not be happier. I am super involved in school and in college. I'm in the pre-nursing program now. Looking forward to that at the next part of my life, and just being super involved in all things college life. So
Excellent. And so tell us about your wish. You wanted to go to Hawaii. Mm-hmm. Was that an instant or were there others in the consideration?
Yeah. So when you get your wish granters assigned to you, they say, we need your top three options, right? And I remember just responding at the age of 9 with Hawaii. I think I called it Hawaii. I was like, Hawaii, Hawaii, Hawaii. Like, that's my top three options, you know? Yeah. And they were like, no, we need three. And I was like, okay, Hawaii and I don't know, Disney World, like that's a popular one, but I had been to Disney World, you know, and I don't know, a beach on the other side of the world. I don't know. Like there was no consideration.
There were
know?
No legitimate yeah. seconds.
Right, yeah. right. And so fast forwarding a little bit, I was at the mall with my mom and we were talking about this earlier. And we turned the corner and there was a bunch of people with balloons, my family members. And I was like, oh, I know what this is. It's your birthday party, mom. And she was like, I don't think so. I think you would know about it. And so that was my wish was granted to go to Hawaii. My wish makers, my family members were all there at the mall. And the next thing I knew, I was flying to Hawaii a couple weeks later. So.
And you went with your entire family.
Yeah. So it was my mom, my brother and I, yeah. and my dad. And we went to Hawaii. We did all the things Hawaii. We swam with dolphins, danced at a luau. We went for Thanksgiving. So we had like Thanksgiving dinner. We flew in a helicopter over the island, which was amazing. And just did, we saw the most amazing things. We went to like a black sand beach and you don't get those in here in Florida. So that was super cool too.
So Hawaii was the dream. Hawaii was the thing that you identified you get one wish, you get one shot at this. And, did it exceed your expectations, meet your expectations? What, you know, when you got there, the anticipation must have been through the roof.
Oh my gosh, it was incredible. Yeah, no, it definitely exceeded all expectations of Hawaii. I mean, at age 9, I was thinking like an island with a beach and maybe that was it. I mean, we got there and they threw like real luau, like what are those called? Lays at us and just like fresh, everything's fresh. It was so amazing.
Was there a point, I know you may not have the freshest perspective on this because you were still 9, 10 years old, but there was there ever a point where you were just happy to be with your family, you know, because we've heard the treatments can sort of just pull a family apart because everybody's going in different directions.
Of course, yeah. So growing up, my mom was an elementary school teacher. So this was actually my brother's first year out of elementary school. So his 6th grade year. So, and I was still at school with my mom. And so he had moved off to middle school and all of a sudden his sister and his mom were gone. And I want to like turn this a little bit. I know that like people are like, oh, it's so hard on the wish kid, but it's just as hard on the family members and the siblings. And I know how difficult it was on my brother to like turn around and be on his own in middle school and turn around and his family be gone. You know, it was like he came home and we were all of a sudden in the hospital. So turning around to be this, like be together and have this wish was just incredible. I mean, the impact that it will always have on my family and the time that we got to spend together over that week span was just incredible.
What are the specific things that you remember about your wish, about being in Hawaii? Or I know there's the big highlights, the helicopter tours mm-hmm. and the luau's and things like that. But are there any specific things like, you know, things that are maybe just underrated that you just like thought was just the best?
Yeah. So, I mean, we all go to dinner and we all dress up and put clothes on, but being able to like looking back at pictures, dressing up and like going to take pictures at sunset or just being again with family. And I would say like going to the pool, like we have a pool in our backyard, but like, it's just so different. You're in Hawaii and you're with your family and, we have the memories to like look back on. And so it's just, it may be the same, but it's so different, you know, in so many different aspects. Like we're so grateful. So to be there and to not worry about, oh, like the fear of like treatment or a surgery, it would just like totally blew over our minds, you know, like that's not at all one thing we were thinking about while we were there. And so that relief and just joy and family time was really amazing too.
Sort of the mental freedom to just to enjoy without having to worry about
right,
anything.
Right, of course.
And I can't imagine, you know, what your parents must have felt like and your brother, because mm-hmm. it's the same thing for your parents. You know, there's the dealing with a daughter who's going through treatment and the financial part of it and all of those things that mm-hmm. just are sort of in your rearview mirror.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know, definitely, like, thinking about the bills to pay and the surgeries and what it's all going to cost, and turning around and being able to experience this wish and not have to worry about a dime, you know, was just super, once again, relieving and incredible. I mean, that's the only word I can think of today, obviously, is incredible. But yeah, just so amazing to have to be able to step away from the hospital setting and away from this girl is locked up in this hot, not locked up, but you know, understand, being in this hospital room, and having to experience all this, and then stepping away and being able to see the beautifulness of the outside of that 4x4 hospital room, right. You know?
Yeah. You talked about memories. How often do you talk about your wish? How often do you pull the pictures out of your phone? How often does that happen?
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not huge social media fan, but I love that the memories pop up and, you know, it's like, oh, 5 years ago, oh, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, you know? So I definitely, definitely see those memories quite often. Sometimes I'll even scroll back and look just to reconsider everything that had been provided and given, and definitely going into this part of my life and witnessing it firsthand from the outside. I like to go back and tell stories or show people and be like, hey, this is what we're working with, you know, but we're doing it now for someone else, you know.
And in the years to follow your wish, I know you've represented us at a lot of different things. You've spoken, you've, you know, represented us as a, you know, Wish Kid, a Wish alum at events. How meaningful has that been to you, to be able to represent and to give back? We'll get to what you're doing with your life now. But in that period between your wish and now, how meaningful has that been to you?
No, for sure. It's definitely been so meaningful. I mean, to turn around and speak at the Make-A-Wish galas, and to move down here and to speak at the gala for Southwest Florida too. I have just, it's amazing to be able to impact other people's lives that haven't been through what I've been through, you know? So for them to hear my story and then come up to me afterwards and be like, you're amazing, this is how I feel about this now. It's cool to see how I can impact other people's feelings about Make-A-Wish as well. So I would definitely say that that's how that's impacted my life currently, you know.
So you're an FGCU nursing student now. And we talked a little bit about, before we started recording, about your inspiration for going into medicine and going into nursing. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I'm a pre-nursing student now at FGCU. I'm finishing up my first semester now. And so I was, like we were discussing earlier, I definitely, you know, we all have that kid dream of being a firefighter. For me, it was a veterinarian. And after I was diagnosed and going through all my treatment, I realized that I was going to have to give back to the community that saved my life. And I have no bigger desire than to be a nurse growing up and witnessing everything that they've done for me, definitely to just give back to that community. So the goal eventually is a NICU nurse. So after nursing school, that'll be the end goal, is a NICU.
That's great and really inspiring. And we do, you know, it is interesting to me, at least, that you know, that your, how your medical journey has inspired your career. And I think it's a really cool and impactful thing. Speaking of impactful, so you are now the philanthropy chair of Chi Omega, which is the Make-A-Wish philanthropy at Florida Gulf Coast in Fort Myers. And you know, we mentioned your post-wish, Make-A-Wish sort of career, and what you're doing now, and you're running around campus and putting together all of these events and different things, different fundraising, or your pre-nursing students. So that's a lot, but it must be meaningful to you to put forth all of that effort and to give back.
Yeah, of course, 100%. So like we were discussing too earlier, to see it from the inside out as a Wish Kid is so different than seeing it from the outside in. And so being a part, I remember going through recruitment this past summer for which sorority I wanted to be in, and knowing that Make-A-Wish was the philanthropy for Chi Omega, there was no question, you know. So I wanted nothing more than to not only be in that sorority because of the girls, but to be in that sorority to give back for what I received. So kind of matching that nurse aspect, the same thing with Make-A-Wish, just to give back to the Make-A-Wish community that saved my life and just impacted my life so greatly. And so once again, I'm the philanthropy chair for Chi Omega now going into my first year. And I have loved nothing more. I'm currently planning our Wish Week coming up this next week. So we will be raising lots of money for Make-A-Wish and everything will go straight back, ending with our Swishes for Wishes event at the end of the week. So I'm super excited for that.
Excellent. How can people that are listening to this podcast support you and support Chi Omega?
Yeah, so I know that lots of Chi Omega websites around the United States and just around any area, they have like websites and you can donate straight through Chi Omega's websites to Make-A-Wish. I know that for sure. But definitely just being involved, I would say, is the biggest thing for me is the more involved you are personally with Make-A-Wish is the biggest impact you're going to get out of it. I know, like, coming to this school and connecting with this office, I've met a couple Wish kids and we've got a couple coming to my events this next week, and so we're just super excited. But seeing it firsthand and being able to see, like, oh, like, this is the amount of money that does this and this is the amount of money that does this in a Wish, and so being able to see that will be super cool this next coming week.
It's amazing, and thank you for giving back. And you know, seeing you and you're in the give back era is really inspirational, and we're thankful for that. One of the things that you mentioned just a couple minutes ago, you said Make-A-Wish saved my life. And can you expound on that a little bit? I mean, it's an interesting concept that, you know, a nonprofit that provides wishes to sick children can save your life. But what's your perspective on how that happened?
Yeah, of course. So when I say Make-A-Wish saved my life, I would say that giving that break and that relief from hospital visits and doctors and IVs and all of the above, I mean, thinking about any of it, and just, like, once again, that relief of not thinking about it and not dealing with it and just being able to spend time with your, like, loved ones and being present outside of what, like, the past was, you know, is just such a relief and a, like, barrier remover. And I would just say that's what Make-A-Wish was when, like, and not only speaking for me, I'm sure other Wish kids will say the same, just takes away that fear, mm-hmm. you know, and it takes away and it just brings you, like, into the moment of now. Mm-hmm. And I just think that's super real, and it changes the aspects and how everybody looks at, like, you know. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, like, she just had 4 brain surgeries but she's in Hawaii right now, you know what I mean?
Right,
like,
right.
And so it just takes away the what was going on to, like, what used to be, you know.
Right.
And so it just, yeah.
do you proudly wear the title Wish Kid?
Oh yes, of course. I mean, I wear I have my Wish Kid shirts. I've got Make-A-Wish shirts. I've got Chi Omega shirts that say Make-A-Wish on them. And that's my wardrobe.
Excellent. Well, we appreciate you being here, Grace, and, you know, and your being such a tremendous ambassador for us and now giving back, now having the ability to put together events and other fundraising opportunities, and the awareness and everything that you've giving back to us is greatly appreciated, and we appreciate you being here, sharing your story with us, and looking forward to many, many bigger and better things going forward.
Yeah, of course. I appreciate you guys. Thank you.
Thanks to Grace, and thank you for listening to A World of Wishes, produced by Make-A-Wish Southern Florida. To learn more about how you can support Make-A-Wish Southern Florida, visit us at wish.org/SFLA. We also ask for your help in supporting this podcast by rating, reviewing, and subscribing wherever you get your podcasts, and tell a friend. You can also listen to our archive shows at worldofwishespodcast.org.